It is 3:00. That can't be right. It's 3:05 in the p.m. You are listening to 91.7 KOOP Hornsby Austin. Go Up Radio. And you're also listening to The Mascot Wedding Show, the fastest 30 minutes in radio.
I'm
sorry. Is this your show? I was doing a thing here.
Sorry.
Where what? I'm David.
Hey, I'm Mac.
God!
Yeah!
This is the worst.
Why were you pointing to yourself when you said that? Barely got that thing out. Why are you pointing to yourself? Made you that the pop on those peas?
Oh, this is... Carrot cake.
I need a windscreen. Hey, everyone. As David told you, this is the Mascot Wedding Show, the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in during today's show, the phone number is 497-5266, 497-KOOP. Wait, is that right?
497-472.
Ah, that's the first three numbers of my phone number. Sorry.
Figure out the other four, America.
That narrows it down.
Austin.
Okay, 472?
Wait, no, 497.
No, it was 472.
Yes, 472-KOOP.
472-5667. I'm going to say one more time. 472-5667. We got a topic today we want to talk to you about, but we will give that in just a minute. First, let's take care of a little business.
Okay.
How's it going, David?
Oh, it's going great. I didn't know that was the business.
I don't know. For folks who listened to last week's show, you heard about 15 minutes of it before we got kicked off the air. Because for some reason, the signal over here died or went dead, and so we're pumping out some dead air for a while. David and I, however, did not know that and continued with our show.
No, we kept chugging along. It was actually probably the best show we ever did.
Yeah, I remember you came in and you're like, hot dandy, that was a good show.
I called my boss at Austin Hammock and Futon and said, guess what, chump? I quit.
Yeah.
I got a new career in radio.
Dear Sky, you're not the limit anymore. Because I'm going to outer space or something. Yeah, in fact, somebody actually called in to tell us that we were off the air.
Uh-huh.
And here's how that call went. KOP, you're on the air. Are you sure about that? Yeah, what's up? How's it going? Like, you know.
We couldn't be more sure of anything in our lives.
Although, to the guy's credit, are you sure about that? Like, come on, just give me the news straight.
Give me a little more. Give me a taste.
Oh, well. But we did manage to record all of it, and it'll be available as a podcast probably this weekend on mascotwinning.com.
Mm-hmm.
For folks who don't know, this is our second week back on the air.
Yes.
And we spent the last week's show basically trumpeting our return.
Uh-huh. We were very proud of ourselves.
Yes, because Co-op was laid low momentarily by a fire at our old studio.
Uh-huh.
And so we are broadcasting out of a temporary studio graciously lent to us by Intercom.
Intercom. And the home of other radio shows what other stations do they have?
Magic something.
I believe they have Wonderment.
They got
something or other.
They got Taco-rama.
Yes.
Which is not about tacos. It's about talk radio.
No, actually, that would be Taco the Town.
Ooh.
Their taco-related talk show.
I like that show, actually.
Yeah.
Pete Mendez hosts it.
Does he now?
He's a good guy. yeah, but as part of the... I mean, it was really, really nice of them to loan us the studio.
It was.
However,
excellent.
Part of the deal is by broadcasting out of here, we've had to take on a corporate sponsor.
Yeah, it's a, you know what, it's kind of an unfair trade. We still want to stay true to our do-it-yourself roots, but, you know, times are tough.
Yeah, and so I'm going to have this, welcome to the Dove Beauty Bar Mascot Wedding Show.
Yeah, welcome.
Yes, you know, brought to you by Dove Beauty Bar.
Because for radio voices as smooth as this, we have to keep our skin equally as smooth, and so we use Dove Body Bar.
It's Dove Beauty Bar, David.
Dove Beauty Bar. Dove. Well, I use it everywhere.
Okay. Dove Beauty Bar. We use it. Maybe you should.
Why is that Dove rep looking at me through the window?
I don't know. He's not happy.
Oh.
Look.
Don't say body bar. Okay, I won't.
I said it right, though. David has to leave the studio? I can stay there.
No,
right?
I'm staying.
He wants you to leave.
What's it?
He's booting up a PowerPoint presentation right outside.
Forget you, Craig. I don't care. I'm staying.
Okay, let's just... We'll deal with Craig at the break.
I'm sick of Craig's business.
Hey, it's only a 30-minute show.
I'm sick of it.
All right. I know you are.
Fine.
Anyway, we got a topic, folks, so we're not going to tell it to you. Yeah, should we tell them now?
Tell them now.
All right.
We're already a third of the way through the show. We might as well tell
them. No, that's right. Sorry. We played this last week to an audience of no one because there was dead air.
Hi, Mom.
But we think we're still going out over there right now. So we're going to play a little game of What Up. where you call in. We ask you a question about something, and you tell us what's up with it. And so call in right now, 472-5667, 472-KOOP, and we will play a game of What Up. You don't got to know nothing. Just call in, community members, and we will talk to you.
Would you like to maybe break it in? Maybe show the kids what for?
Let's do it.
All right. Are you ready to play What Up?
I am ready to play What Up.
All right.
Lay it on me.
Mac, Blake.
Yeah.
The iPhone. What up?
Ooh. The iPhone, what up? I don't have an iPhone. I'm not interested in purchasing one, but I'm not anti-iPhone.
Okay.
Part of my non-interest in it is just the way that, I mean, it seems like Apple's got a new gadget like every year.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know. With Apple, it's always definitely about like, look what, you know, like what's new. And I think for sometimes it's just like what's new for the sake of being new.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need my phone to play music for me.
All right.
You know, I guess that'd be nice sometimes, but I don't really need it.
Would it, though? Think about your cell phone right now. Think about it right now.
Okay. Let me get it and look at it.
All right.
Ooh, it's heavy. Okay.
Okay. What's the battery life on that thing?
At least a day, probably.
A day?
Yeah, it's a really long time, actually.
Just making and receiving phone calls?
Yeah.
Now imagine you listen to music while you're on your covered wagon.
Okay. About 8 hours.
8 hours, yeah.
Yeah.
How do you think that battery's going to do?
Not so well. Do you know this from a personal standpoint?
No, I don't. I'm just being a jerk. I'm being a contrarian.
All right.
That's my stand. I interrupted your what up. I'm sorry about that.
So I guess to summarize, what up iPhone or,
okay, fair enough.
Meh.
You just played What Up.
Yay. Man, that was so easy. I wish somebody would call in. 472-5667, 472-KOOP. That game was as smooth and easy as my skin is after I used the Dove Beauty Bar.
Say, come over here, you big man.
Yes.
Man, that's smooth.
Thanks.
You happy now, Craig?
Can we move on, David?
I can't wait for softball season.
Can we just...
I'm going to throw a ball right in his head.
All right. Can we just get on with the show?
Right in the ear.
Just all right.
Yeah. No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Like, pretend like Craig's not there.
I gotta chill out.
All right. I tell you what.
Just like this Miller Chill that I'm holding.
Yeah. Miller Chill has that taste.
Excuse me one second.
Okay.
Oh, that's chillific.
It sure is. Miller Chill.
Did we ever figure out who the second half sponsor of the show is?
I thought it was Miller Chill.
No. I just like getting drunk while I'm on the radio.
I don't think it's legal. I actually you should probably not say that.
Oh, I should, rub it on your forehead. Feel that.
No, I'm not going to do. He's not really drinking, folks. David, stop it.
Hang on.
Oh.
Okay, it's all gone.
Okay, that actually looked pretty refreshing. I mean, geez. All right, you ready for play a game of What Up?
I will play a game of What Up.
All right. I don't want to ask you that one. I already know your opinion on that one. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
David.
Yes.
Loofahs. What up?
Loofahs. I get the feeling that the day I win the lottery or the day I get a very highfalutin job, I will purchase a loofah because that seems like something that only well-to-do people can use.
Actually, it's not.
As opposed to, well, I mean, I feel like a lowly serf. And I feel like rubbing the soap directly on my body is the way to go. Until then, I have no business exfoliating because I'm just going to get back in the fields and get all dirty and muddy again.
Is that, are you going to wait until you get a highfalutin job or a highfaloofin job? Get a.
God, that was awful.
Be-do-boop-a-da-pun.
Was that the scat man?
The scat man. Doing a little pun game. You know, I recently purchased a loofah.
Did you now?
And I've been using it and I like it. Although, to be honest with you, I think I'm using it wrong.
Why do you say that?
Because I still have a soap bar that I use, and then I put some body wash on the loofah and use that as well. And then today, this is day 3 of loofing, and I was like, do I really need the bar soap?
No, you don't.
I feel like that's a key ingredient, though. Like, I should maybe be provided with a dummy bar soap, a control bar soap, just anyway, because it's just part of the shower.
Maybe it's like primer, like when you refinish a shelf or something.
I think it is. Hey, tell you what, you want to take care of some business here?
Let's take care of some business here.
All right, what do we got to do?
I have to read to you from our real sponsors.
All right, sounds good. Mascot Wedding back on the air. Remember to call in 472-5667, 472-KOOP. Looking for callers here, playing a little What Up. An easy game for the entire family to play. Gather around the phone, Mom and Dad, to play a little What Up. Slappy Pinch Bottom coming up next here on the New Power Thursday lineup. Slappy Pinch Bottom's Odd Preoccupation. Slappy, you enjoy What Up, Slappy? I don't have your microphone on. You can just tell me. He loves What Up. Oh, we got to call and see if this person wants to play a little What Up. KOP, you're on the air. Are you on the hello? What is up? Why aren't things working? Cursed new studio. I mean, great new studio. What am I talking about? Tell you what, let me see if I can work something out here. Hello, caller.
Hello, who's this?
Whoa, hey, how's it going? You're on the air, by the way.
Oh, hey, is this Mac Blake?
Yes, this is. Who's calling
this
in?
This is Chief Jammington with the Austin Fire Authority.
Yeah?
I'd like to ask you some questions about the co-op fire.
Wait, you're not calling to play What Up?
No, I'm not calling to play What Up. I'm calling for some serious business.
Oh, well, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, okay, I'll answer something.
All right, I've got a couple questions for you. So you were the one to discover the fire, is that correct?
I don't really know if we're supposed to be talking about this, but yes.
All right. So who was the one who called the fire department? Was that you or your boyfriend?
What?
Was it you or your boyfriend that called the fire department?
I don't have a boyfriend. It was me who called in.
Okay, your partner, whatever.
Okay, well, I don't have a boyfriend or a... You mean my radio partner?
So let me get this story straight. You and your boyfriend were kissing, and you saw the fire and decided to call in.
What? I wasn't... I don't have a boyfriend. I wasn't kissing anyone while I was calling.
You just got jammed.
What?
This is Jeremy Jams from Thunder 102, and you just got jammed.
I just got jammed. So it's like a prank phone call.
That's right. You just got bombasted in the prank war.
All right. Well, good job, Jeremy Jams. What's your name again?
Jeremy Jams.
Oh, okay, and I guess I got jammed. Well, I guess...
Thunder 102.
Thunder 102.
That's right.
That's like that's a radio station out in Sunken Valley.
Yeah, that's right. Sunken Valley's home of the rock.
Well, it's kind of weird that you should say that because when I'm in Sunken Valley, I'll tune into that, and it's like a really weird format. Like, it's always playing different stuff. I can't ever really figure it out. But you think it's a rock format?
Well, really, it's kind of bluesy, funky, rock and roll, Texas good old boy music. We like to call it a spicy Texas jambalaya of music, really.
Yeah, but I tuned in there, like, last week as I was flipping around, and you guys were playing, like, Collective Soul.
Yeah, we play that. We play all kinds of things. We play what the kids like.
Yeah, you also play, like My Chemical Romance.
That's right.
And also, like 90s U2 is what I hear in there sometimes.
That's right. We also play America's Idol.
Who's that?
Soldier Boy.
Oh. Wow. Okay. And that's Texas good old boy music?
That's right. Bluesy, funky, jambalaya. Everybody loves it. Feels good on your tongue.
So is there a type of music you don't play?
Yeah, whatever you play.
Wait a second. First of all, we're not really a music show. Second, what was that in the background?
That's my bell.
Yeah.
That's my prank bell. Signaling the end of the prank war.
Okay. And you ring that bell. How come?
Because I'm doing a show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, so why? Wait, you're doing a radio show.
Yeah, you're going to be on my show.
Is your show recording right now?
Prank war.
Is your show recording right now?
Well, yeah, we're recording it, but I don't go on the air until 1 a.m.
Wait, so you don't go on the air until 1 a.m.?
That's right.
And we're in radio stations that are in two different towns.
That's right.
Why do you... Are you have a prank war against a station or me?
I got a prank war against you, loser?
Oh, there's that bell again. I'll give you that. That really adds an exclamation on the end of the prank war.
That's right.
You know, but I got to say, like, is Jeremy, is that it?
Jeremy Jams.
You know, despite whatever Thunder 102, you know, might play or in your phone call, I mean, a prank phone call is not really kind of like a prank war.
Oh, this is just the final salvo, my friend.
The final
salvo. Apparently you didn't get my big hoorah into the prank war.
Was it against our show?
It was against everybody at the studio, Palomino.
And there's that bell again. I guess I didn't. Was it like wacky phone call or something?
No, it was better than that.
Oh, yeah, well, what was it?
I guess you don't remember a certain little bag at the studio?
Gonna have to be more specific.
It had a little, let's say, dog do in it.
Okay. I don't remember that, sorry.
And the bag was flaming. Like you!
Oh, well, there you go. Wow. I really like your the level you stoop to with your jokes.
That's right.
Yeah. What show do you do over at Jammin' 102? Or Thunder 102?
It's the Thunder 102. Why don't you clip the hair in your ears, old man?
Okay. I guess I'll do that. So when did you leave this? What kind of show do you do? Let me ask you that first.
Oh, man, I do it all. I play some rock. I play some blues. I play some funk. You know, like Los Lonely Boys or like Rush. I play it all.
Oh, jeez.
Just as long as you can get down to it.
Just as long as it's horrible, is what you're saying.
Horrible to you, old-timer.
All right. How old are you, first of all?
How old are you?
Well, I'm not that old. I'm like 27. In fact, I am 27.
Oh, okay.
How old are you? Call me old-timer.
That's not important.
No, I mean, do you mind telling me if it's not important?
Jeremy Jams is timeless.
All right, so can I get a ballpark?
I'm 46.
Okay, all right. You're 46. You don't mind spinning Los Lonely Boys and My Chemical Romance all day?
I don't mind showing you up in a prank war, neither.
Yeah, about this prank war. When did you, you literally left some flaming dog poo at our studio. You been talking about our current studio? Because we didn't get, you know, I haven't heard anything about it.
Your current studio? Why? Did you change studios?
Yeah, we changed studios about a month ago because there was a fire at our old station.
Which old station?
The one on Airport.
That's the one.
Wait, when did you leave this flaming bag of dog poo?
I don't know, like a month ago, January 6th.
January 6th?
Yeah.
How was the day of our fire?
What's that?
We had a fire at the station that day.
Yeah, the dog do fire.
Where did you leave? What? No. A very big, heart-wrenching fire.
It was a big bag, yeah.
Where did you leave this bag?
Outside the studio? Like when you move the door?
I think you burned down our station.
No, I didn't. It's a prank war.
It's not a prank war. That's very serious.
Nah, man. It was just dog do.
That is not, no. I mean, a lot of people were affected by it. I'm going to call the police as soon as we get off the phone here.
No, you're not.
There's a lot of interested parties that are not going to appreciate this.
You're not going to call the police about a prank war, pal.
This is not a prank war. These are not pranks. These are not jokes.
Well, what would happen if the ultimate prank happened to you?
Oh, what would that be?
If a radio satellite were to fall on you?
A radio satellite? How would that happen?
I could move the trajectory from heaven.
How would you move the trajectory from heaven?
Computers. I don't know. Prank war.
So, using pranks, you would throw a satellite on me.
Kill you dead, old man.
All right, that's not... Yeah, you know what? I guess you asked me if I would like it. I wouldn't like it. How about that?
All right, Jeremy Jams. It's going to get you. You're dying.
All right, I'm not dying. I'm calling the police, actually. Hello? Oh, geez, he hung up on me. Wow. Well, that was a shocking revelation. I'm going to have to take some action on that. Ooh. Apparently a whale walked in the studio. And, oh, that's because I still have the phone line on. Yay, new studio. Well, folks, you've been listening to the Mascot Wedding Show with Mac and David. For podcasts of the show, go to, or no, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Slappy Pinch Bottom's Odd Preoccupation is up next here on KOOP, Hornsby Austin, part of our new Power Thursday lineup. We're going to leave you here with a little Dirt Bombs, which I guess is old man music. And, hey, David, what track number is this?
That's going to be track 9. In honor of, I don't know if you know, it's February. It's also Black History Month. Give a little shout out to those people.
That's not appropriate.
What's that now?
I don't like you. All right, we'll see you next time. Mascot Winning Show, Mac and David.
Bye.